Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts voters are giving Democratic Governor Deval Patrick 4 more years to work on the problems facing the state. The governor beat his 3 opponents last night, earning less than 50% of the vote in the process, but still outdistancing his Republican challenger Charlie Baker by 7 points, 49-42%. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Patrick's victory grew out of his grassroots campaign.
Deval Patrick gave credit to the Massachusetts Democratic Party's Get Out the Vote effort for his victory.
I want to thank the thousands of volunteers who held a sign, who made phone calls and sent emails and tweets, who helped today in the greatest Get Out the Vote effort in the history of Massachusetts politics.
Patrick called the victory sweet indeed, but asked his supporters to go back to work starting today.
We go back to work in service of a brighter and better Commonwealth, a better future for those who voted for us and those who did not alike.
Patrick's Republican opponent, Charlie Baker, was gracious in defeat.
The governor, the treasurer, Dr. Jill Stein, they made us all give our best every single day for the past 15 months. And they are probably the only ones who can truly appreciate how demanding this experience has been and what it takes to run a race like this one. And while we certainly had our disagreements over policy, and at times things certainly got a little tense, I never thought for a moment or doubted that any of them didn't have the best interests of the Commonwealth and its wonderful people at heart.
Baker lost in part because he was not able to persuade enough voters that he could fix the state's problems. Typically, candidates for governor can't win unless they carry South Shore towns such as Hull.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
Johnny Guilfoy set up his hot dog stand in front of the middle school where the entire town votes. He was selling a 15-inch dog called the Governator with a sign that said, "A big campaign calls for a big hot dog." Guilfoy was not willing to give up how he voted.
The thing is, both Republicans and Democrats eat sausages and hot dogs, so therefore I belong to no political party, you know what I mean?
Harvey Jacobitz ordered 2 sausages with peppers and onions. He did not go for the governor, but he did vote for Patrick because he did not buy Charlie Baker's solutions to the state's economic problems.
It's impossible to cut taxes. We got a big deficit coming. And how's he going to cut taxes? You tell me that. Is he going to fire 3,000-4,000 people? Who knows? You know what I mean?
Hull went for Patrick. Not so most of the South Shore. But in communities that went for Baker, enough voters came out for Patrick to deprive Baker of the wide suburban margins he needed to offset Patrick's huge lead in the cities. Patrick's victory came in part from Democrats who turned out in large numbers to give him more time, even though their support was sometimes lukewarm. Genevieve Healy works at a school in Weymouth, where she voted.
I think Deval Patrick has been dealing with tough issues, but I would like to give him more time to play things out. I support most of his policies on things, and I think he's doing an adequate job.
Michael Rice, a senior at Hampshire College, drove 2.5 hours from Amherst to Hingham to vote for Patrick.
I'm not willing to say that 4 years is enough time to see everything that we could have seen out of Deval. One term is not really enough for me, so.
Hingham and Weymouth went for Baker, but Patrick did well in other suburbs. He carried most of Metro West and also the South Coast, parts of the state that went for Scott Brown in January, but were not ready to broaden that upset into a Republican sweep this fall. Massachusetts remained a blue state, standing against the big red tide that swept the country yesterday. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.